I thought it was very productive, I thought it was constructive, and I thought it was positive. And I hope they think the same, but that was certainly the tone of the meeting. It was good to share information, raise awareness, and work together on what we can do next.
Some say they're facing bankruptcy as a result of the rates you're planning on to bring in. What assurances have you been giving them?
The rates issue in terms of the assessor is independent of Scottish Government. It's been some time since the last assessment, so that's a matter for the assessor. But what government can do is a package of reliefs. Now, I've done more around reducing the poundage right across the nation for every business in terms of the poundage that's set. Increased the thresholds for small business bonus. That means more small businesses will benefit from that relief. Changing the thresholds from the large business supplement as well. So that's a package of support for businesses in Scotland. Now, in addition to that, recognising the issues in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, I want to work with the local authorities and what further local reliefs might be able to be given. And that's the kind of constructive approach that I will take.
So a reconsideration of rates for businesses in the North East, that's not on the table?
No, we can't postpone the implementation of these new values. But it is the case that businesses should engage with the assessor to make sure that the assessor's got it right. And that is about sharing information and make sure that they have all the information that they require. There's also an appeals process as well. So there's other ways to engage in the process, independent of Scottish Government, with the assessor. And I'd encourage businesses to take part in that. But for my decisions around the poundage, small business bonus and large business supplement, I think I've taken the right decisions to support businesses across the country and recognising, as I say again, the issues in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire where values have increased at the tone date, then I think I want to look with local authorities to see what further local support can be given.
But if you've taken these measures, then why is there such a great deal of concern here about, you know, people losing their jobs and losing their businesses?
Well, I think people need a full understanding of the reliefs that are there and how they can approach the appeals mechanism and get more information to the assessor. So the assessor is given the right values to businesses. So I want awareness raised on all of that. And if I have more information and understanding of the issues locally, I can work with the local authority to design a local relief scheme. I was actually the minister that was able to take the Community Empowerment Act through that built in a provision for local authorities to be able to have a local relief scheme. Now, I would want to see local authorities use the ability there to deliver something that helps in this area. And I fully respect that will mean constructive talks between me as Finance Secretary and local authorities to achieve that. And there's ongoing negotiations around the budget and also the settlement for local government.
If I could just ask one more, sorry. You keep mentioning an appeal, but people will have to pay these rates until their appeal is heard anyway. So what good is saying that to them?
There's a period between now and implementation where there can be further sharing of information with the assessor to make sure that the assessor has it right. And I think there should be a further meeting between the assessor and the Chamber of Commerce and Businesses as well, just to make sure that the values that the assessor has judged are absolutely accurate and right. So that's part of the process. Further part, as I say, is the package of measures that I've announced in the draft budget around reducing the poundage. So that's good for all businesses that pay business rates. Increasing support for small businesses. So that's lifting even more businesses out of rates altogether. And that benefits businesses in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire as well, of course, and the changes for the large business supplement. So that will take more of the larger businesses and reduce their rates burden as well. In addition to that, as I say, look at a local relief scheme with the local councils. But it does remain the case that every penny raised through the non-domestic rates stays in the local area.